A while back, I remember seeing a video, or maybe it was on TV, of a college cross-country race. And a girl, just maybe 20, 30 yards from the finish line, twisted her ankle or something and fell. And she fell hard. She tried to get up, but her leg wasn't having anything to do with it, and it just wouldn't hold her. And a few runners, they passed by her. But then came this one girl from a rival school, I believe, and she stopped. She didn't know the injured girl. And she was giving up her own chance at a better time at the race. And I would presume, at least when my kids ran cross country, if one runner helped another runner, both would become disqualified. So I assume she could possibly be disqualified for what she was just about to do. Because she turned around and picked up the other runner and helped her cross the finish line. Now, nobody remembers who won the race, but everyone remembers the girl whose love transcended the competition. That's exactly what Jesus is trying to show us today in today's gospel. Jesus gives us his most personal command yet. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. And get this, he says this right after Judas walks out to betray him. Jesus doesn't wait for perfect people to love. He chooses love even when people fail him. Now picture the upper room that night. This is Holy Thursday. There's warm bread, the smell of wine, the soft glow of the lamps, and Jesus, he knows what's coming. Betrayal, abandonment, the cross. But he still says, love one another. He's not asking us to like each other, but he's asking us to love the way he loves, sacrificially, truthfully, faithfully, and without condition. And this is so important today because the world is full of love that's more about likes than love. We live in a culture that values attention, popularity, and followers. But Jesus shows us something different. He's saying, love beyond what's easy. Love like I do. Now, Pope Leo XIV's message, a little over a week ago, when he was in the loggia, just after he was elected Pope, it's powerful. He called us to a church that loves not just when it's popular, but even when it's difficult. That's the kind of love that changes the world. And that begins with all of us. Now, taking a look at Paul and Barnabas in the first reading, they were rejected, beaten, and driven out. But they kept going, encouraging others to remain faithful and love through hardships. Their love wasn't glamorous, but it was steady and true. We're called to the same love, not a love of convenience, but a love that endures. Now, for the young adults who are preparing for confirmation, I want you to really listen here. In just a couple of weeks, you will be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. This is not a symbolic gesture. That's your personal Pentecost. God will mark your soul with the fire of his love and send you out, not just as a Catholic in name, but as a disciple in mission. You're not just being welcomed into the church. You're being launched, so to speak. So the question is this. Are we ready to love like Jesus? Not just when it's convenient, but even when it's uncomfortable. Not just when it feels good, but when it costs something. And not just for the people that we like, but for everyone. I ask myself these questions all the time. And some weeks it's harder than others. And some days I get it right, and some days I don't. But Jesus is patient. He keeps inviting all of us back. And here's the good news. Jesus already loves us with that kind of love. Not once we have it all figured out. Not when we've proven ourselves, but right now. Even in our struggles, even when we feel unworthy, even in our own mess, he lifts us up too, just like that girl in the story with the runner. He never gives up on us, and he's calling us to share that kind of love. Jesus doesn't back away from brokenness. He runs toward it. And this love isn't abstract. It's real. It has taste, it has texture, smell, and even weight. At this very altar, the same Jesus who said, "Love one another," gives himself to us, body and blood, not just a symbol, not just a memory, but love made real, love we can hold. When we receive the Eucharist, we're not just getting spiritual fuel. We're being transformed. We're becoming what we receive, the body and blood of Christ for the world. We're becoming living, walking tabernacles. So this week, let's try something together, all of us. Let's love like Jesus, sacrificially and without conditions. Let's reach out to someone we've been avoiding. Let's encourage someone who's struggling, just like Paul and Barnabas did. Let's love those who we possibly don't even like. And when we come forward for communion, let's ask God to make us living signs of his love. The world is hungry, not for perfect Christians, but for people who love like Jesus, people who forgive, people who stay, people who show up. And let me leave you with a powerful reminder from St. Catherine of Siena, my wife's confirmation name, Catherine of Siena. Be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire. So let's be brave. Let's be real. Let's be love. And with the Holy Spirit guiding us, let's set the world on fire. Amen.